He's a lion because he's king, and he's a lamb, the Lamb of God that died for the sins of the world. And every knee shall bow, tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Amen. I think you can say amen to that. Hey, if you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to Psalm 105? We read about halfway through that. It's a historical psalm of David, and we mentioned last time that God is rehearsing the history that he has with Israel. The first 15 verses was a song that they sang. David composed it as they marched into Jerusalem with the Ark of the Covenant. And the last part here, we're going to pick up from about 23 on down, is how God protected and how God had brought Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. So we'll pick up in verse 23 of Psalm 105. Israel also came into Egypt. Thus Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. He caused his people to be very fruitful and made them stronger than their adversaries. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his wondrous acts among them and miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his words. He turned their waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there was a swarm of flies and gnats in all the territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck down their vines also and their fig trees and shattered the trees of their territory. He spoke and locusts came, and young locusts even without number. and ate up all vegetation in their land, and ate up the fruit of their ground. He also struck down all the firstborn of their land, the firstborn fruits of all their vigor. Then he brought them out with silver and gold, and among his tribes there was not one who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the dread of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to illuminate by night. They asked, and he brought quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock and water flowed out. It ran in the dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy word with Abraham, his servant. He brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with a joyful shout. He gave them also the lands of the nations, that they might take possession of the fruit of the people's labor, so that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. So many years ago, you protected, you provided for, you delivered the children of Israel from the bondage of Egypt. Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, you deal with our difficulties, Lord, our situations, and our adversaries. Lord, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you that we can trust you and believe in you. Lord, even when things go wrong, they look bad. Lord, you're on the throne. Lord, you're doing abundantly above all we can ask or think. So, Lord, this morning we give you praise. We give you glory. We honor your great love for us. And Lord, we do dedicate this time of worship. Lord, we want to give you all of our hearts, Lord, everything that's within us. And Lord, I pray that you open our minds and our hearts to your word. So Lord, we commit this time to you now. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Feel free to stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Lord, with all my heart. breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in this. One thing have I desired.
You are mine. As your own, Lord, for redeeming us by the blood of your Son. Lord, we worship you and we praise you for that this morning. Amen. Let's all stand together.
Stranger with no hope, your kindness wakes. place now.